Welcome to the Cosmic Business Podcast. I'm Paula Crossfield, a Vedic astrologer, business coach, and CEO of Weave Your Bliss, a company with the goal to help a million spirit-led entrepreneurs build a cosmic business around their genius so that they can earn wildly well and bankroll the change they want to see in the world. A cosmic business is a new paradigm business that believes in collaboration over competition, building a business around your unique genius, aligning to the planets and your intuition, leading with your values, putting your health and the health of the planet first, treating people fairly, and building giving into your business model. Sounds fabulous, right? On this show, I will take you behind the scenes of my thriving multi-six-figure business, including strategy on closing more sales, nurturing your community online, plus astrological insights to optimize your business and life. We'll also feature conversations with spirit-led business owners, creatives, and changemakers to inspire you. I'm coming to you from our regenerative farm in rural Maine, my happy place, where we are currently creating space to welcome community for retreat and earth reconnection. Let's jump into the conversation. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. I am really excited to talk to you this week about transitions, and I'm so glad you're here. If you're new, welcome. If this is your first time here, I'm Paula Crossfield, your host. Super, super grateful for you spending this time with me. So I am in the midst of a major planetary transition as I speak. And as you listen, I will literally be going through this transition because it happens on this day. And I wanted to share more with you about this idea of making transitions from different planetary periods and what to do to support yourself during those transitions, and also what these transitions are and more in this episode. Before we jump in, I wanted to remind you that if you'd like to have more fun marketing your business, whether you are newish or pivoting to a new business, I can help you with burnout-proof strategies, clear marketing that calls in your ideal clients, and a community of like-minded business owners supporting one another inside my year-long program, the Cosmic Business Lab. This month, we are supporting you to authentically connect and create a web of support for your business. It's really one of my favorite challenges that we're doing this month. And there are so many tools inside to help you build your business step by step, and also use tools like ChatGPT to streamline and expedite your process of content creation and more. You can sign up at the link in the show notes and get started taking your business to the next level right now. Every month we have live calls with me where you can ask questions and we talk about our specific challenge for the month. So it's an experiment that we're doing together. There are co-working calls where you can get it done. There are networking calls where you can connect with others in the community. And also we have bonus trainings. Like this month, we're doing a bonus training on ManyChat to teach you how to use this strategy to help get more people to sign up for your lead magnet, your workshops, etc. So definitely check out the link in the show notes, and I hope to see you on the inside. Okay, let's talk about transitions. So in astrology, we are influenced by certain planets over time. And during a major period of a planet, which can last between 6 and 20 years, according to the Vimshottari Dasha system I was taught by my Vedic astrology teacher, and it has been a part of Vedic astrology for a long time. There's other systems as well, I should say, but this is the most popular one. According to this system, that major planetary period will be the primary influence. The secondary, there's like a secondary planet and then a tertiary planet, and it keeps going. Those are probably the ones you're going to feel the most, are the first and second and third planet that are activated. Those secondary and tertiary planets will change more frequently. So you can think of these as like the primary planet being the ice cream flavor and the cone, and the secondary planet and the tertiary planet being the toppings on your ice cream. Okay. So understanding the period we are in can give us a lot of insight into what our focus is going to be on and why, and where we might be blocked, and then what to do about it. Knowing another major period is about to begin gives us the ability to reflect and set expectations and intentions for the upcoming change. So each planet has a personality. It highlights certain qualities. And as a planet in each person's birth chart, it's going to activate certain houses in the birth chart as a result of owning those houses. And then it's going to be placed somewhere in the chart, and that is going to activate that placement. Okay, so there's the signs, and then there's the houses. And so changing our focus is inevitable. When we move from one planetary period to another, we may be moving our focus from, say, our work to our family, or from our family to our love life. Like, it could change everything just by switching to another planetary period. That will also impact the karmas that will be lived through during that time, because certain new kinds of karmas will fruit. So in Sanskrit, transition is the word sandhi, which also means junction. And according to Ayurveda, it's at these junctions of seasons that you're most likely to get ill. And in the transitions, you're more vulnerable. So the same goes for astrologically speaking, you know, that same kind of transition. And here's why. So when you're in a transition period, it's like you're in a liminal space between two things. So you are neither this nor that. So before the new planetary period begins, you can predict what might happen, but there is no way to fully understand it viscerally in your body before experiencing it. So let me give you an example. You can know that the qualities of Saturn are constricting, that it delays and disappoints, that it causes dissatisfaction and losses, but this is all like very heady, and you don't really know what that feels like or what it actually is going to show up like until you're in it. And you can prepare, which I highly recommend, with remedies. Like, for example, learning the Hanuman Chalisa for Saturn and doing it every Saturday. But there is no way to avoid the effects of the planet completely. It's going to be infused in your energy field. It's going to be working its way through you into the natural environment. So that means if you're in a Saturn period, other people will perceive you to be constricting potentially, or they will perceive you as a delay to their experience, right? They may blame you for things that are Saturnine in their life, okay? So in my world, as you hear this fact, I am transitioning out of 10 years of my moon period into 7 years of Mars period. And it feels really vulnerable to share this because I literally don't know how this will shake out yet. I don't know if it will cause me to be grouchier or bossier or more short with people, or if it will kick me into menopause or cause other havoc within my body. Looking at my chart, it seems like it could disturb my sleep, affect the things I've been working on in myself, like workaholism, and I'll have to work through another layer of that experience. And these are some of the nature of Mars. So those are just like the flavor of Mars, the heat, the intensity, the action orientedness. That's going to just be on the background of my experience and kind of acting through me. It's also positioned to support my business. It's great for entrepreneurship, but I'm going to need to be really careful not to overwork and in order to get there. Honestly, I've been preparing for this period for a long time and looking ahead at the transits and other factors, which is helpful. It's helpful to have a Vedic astrologer do this for you and give you a heads up. However, like I said before, I have not yet entered this new phase, and therefore I don't know what it's going to feel like on the other side. And honestly, it's a bit nerve-wracking, even a bit scary for me when I consider everything that is happening in my life right now and how this could affect my health and other things. So navigating these transitions, like the transitions of seasons or periods of your life or any other transitions, can be supported by doing a few key things when we're talking about astrology specifically. First of all, using a remedy. So I mentioned one way of preparing to enter Saturn period, but similarly, there are remedies for every planet, and doing any kind of mantra practice is generally good. And there are also specific mantras for each planet too. So it's good to use a remedy to kind of stabilize as you make this transition. Second, reflect on the previous period, the highs and the lows, and set an intention for the upcoming period. So if you're just coming out of, say, a 20-year period of Venus, and you're going into a 6-year period of Sun, reflect on those last 20 years. What were you interested in? What were you focused on? What happened? What benefit was there? What difficulties were there? when we're thinking about sun, you know, the energy of Venus is really relationships. It's social, it's material things in the world. Sun is more about our confidence, our internal life. So each of these planets, like I said, it has a personality. And so you can kind of reflect and you can set an intention that the highest qualities of that period will come forth for you. Okay. So when I moved into my moon period, I had an intentional ceremony to honor that transition and invited friends to come there and give me their reflections and kind of hold the space with me. So this is the third thing I would recommend. I'm not yet sure as of this recording how I will mark that official transition, but I plan to do something and I would suggest you do the same to kind of mark the end of one period and the beginning of another. It just adds that level of intentionality. Fourth, I make it a point to take notes as I move through a new planetary period. And this is advice that I got from one of my friends and mentors, Dr. Robert Svoboda. So at the beginning of a new period, you will be only influenced for a time by the main planet. So the main planet will be Mars for me, and the secondary planet will be Mars, and the tertiary planet will be Mars for some period of time. So therefore, it will be a period to really get to know the energy of that planet really well. The next period that you enter, so for me, that would be Mars, and the secondary planet would be Rahu, will be really useful to observe as Rahu will be the next major period I'll enter after these 7 years. And I can get clues about what that will be like when I'm in Mars and the secondary period is Rahu. Then after that, the next period will be Mars and the secondary period will be Jupiter. And that will inform me about the period after my Rahu period. So looking back on my notes about what happened in that period can help me to be more prepared for these upcoming cycles. So fifth, I would say remain calm. So just being aware of all this puts you in an advantageous position. There's no way to avoid certain difficulties that can come in any period, but being intentional, using remedies, being of service, these all can go a long way to mitigating the worst of the karma. Most planetary period transitions are quite different from each other, and it can take a while, especially with longer periods like Venus, Saturn, Mercury, and Rahu, to feel the full effects of the shift. So going from Moon to Mars, for example, is interesting because the Moon is a feminine, creative, watery energy, while Mars is masculine, action-oriented, and fiery. These energies change us often as we transition. So it's just good to notice how the different energies are expressing themselves through you. So if you are about to have a planetary period transition or have just had one, be kind to yourself and just take the time to notice this shift. My biggest recommendation to you is not to make any quick changes in your life, but to move slowly and thoughtfully through the transition and see how you want to show up in the world. Sometimes these changes are unavoidable, but if you can lean in slowly, I invite you to do that so that you can really notice this transition and not do anything drastic and be looking back on it going, why did I do that? Ideally, you want to be able to skillfully make decisions as you're moving through the transition and to see how you feel on the other side before you make any big decisions. So I hope this episode is helpful for you as you navigate these astrological transitions, these planetary transitions. I know I will be moving as slowly as possible this spring, given that Mars is a quick action before thought kind of planet, so that I can really savor and investigate how this planet is going to express through me and what that new energy feels like. So again, I hope this was helpful to you and I will see you again next week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Cosmic Business Podcast. We hope it was inspiring for you. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave a review for us so other spirit-led entrepreneurs can find out about us. I want to thank Team Podcast for production support on this podcast, as well as the musicians of the music that we're listening to now, Alexis Georgopoulos and Jeffrey Cantu Ledesma, from an album Fragments of a Season, which you can check out wherever you listen to music. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I look forward to connecting with you on a future episode.